Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at South Adams Stardome as we're set for Fort Recovery volleyball tonight. Fort Recovery will be serving first. There's Kaya Wendell with the excellent serve. Get back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel two hands it over to South Adams. Here's a smash. Kaya Wendell on the dig. Kelsey Judy will set for Paige Judy. The smash blocks. Back to Fort Recovery. Hit back over by Maddie Rammel. Here's the hit by South Adams, dug out by Kelsey Judy to Maddie Rammel. The smash by Carly Stone. South Adams able to play it. And there is a kill by one of their best hitters. That's Madeline Worcester. Gets the first kill of the evening for South Adams, and that makes it 1-0 side out South Adams, and going back to serve Julia Grabaugh. Two fine teams here, South Adams 13-4. Fort Recovery is at 7-1 coming into the match tonight. Fort Recovery did win the JV match tonight, 2-0. There's a kill by Paige Judy, and Fort Recovery gets side out right back. And going down to serve is Maddie Rammel for Fort Recovery. Madison Rammel. David Shaver and Ann Poppy are the two officials tonight. Good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Paige on the spike. Played by South Adams. Here's the hit back over. Dug out. Cassidy Martin sets it. There's a hit by South Adams back. And they're going to call the legal hit on Fort Recovery there. I'm not sure who that was who got the kill. I think it was. There's a good serve by South Adams. Kaya Wendell back over. I think that was Addie Warner with the kill. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone to Rammel, back to Stone. Stone will free ball it over. Here's the dig by South Adams, the smash. And a kill by Madeline Worcester. And that makes the score 3-1. South Adams with the early lead here. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's match with South Adams. Dr. Banna is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hartz. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna wishing Fort Recovery the best of luck. And Cassidy Martin just got a kill for Fort Recovery, making it 3-2. And now we have Alexis Bupp serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve, dug out by South Adams. Madeline Worcester back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for, well, passes over to Wendell. Wendell sets for Carly Stone. Carly's a little dink. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a dink over by Cassie Martin, and she gets the kill. Cassidy Martin with her second kill tonight. It's tied at 3-3. Give a service point to Alexis Bupp. I think that's our first service point this evening. Good serve here by Alexis again. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel passes to Kyle Wendell. Wendell will set for Carly Stone. Stone on the smash. Played nicely there by South Adams, by Bella Bailey. Back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. It's a point, South Adams. Side out, South Adams. That makes it 4-3 now. South Adams with the one-point lead. I'm Rob Weaver on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you in our broadcast, with our broadcast. And there's a smash that was out of bounds by Fort Recovery, so point for South Adams. For Ayla Rossworm, A-Y-L-A. Good serve. Alexis Buff digs it out. Maddie Ramma free balls it over. South Adams will free ball it back. Carly Stone passing to Ramble. Back to Stone. Stone two hands it over. South Adams with it. Here's a smash and a kill by Madeline Worcester. Her third kill of the set here. And Fort Recovery's Chelsea colleague wants timeout. Fort Recovery trailing South Adams 6-3. And to be quite honest, right now anyway, the South Adams Lady Starfires outplaying the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at South Adams High School at the Stardome, I'm Rob Weaver. South Adams and Fort Recovery playing in varsity volleyball here this evening. Again, South Adams 13-4. Fort Recovery is 7-1. Right now, the Lady Starfires are outplaying the Fort Recovery Lady Indians at the moment. Here's a smash by Cassie Martin, fielded by South Adams. A smash back. Another kill by Madeline Worcester. She is eating up the Lady Indians from her outside hitting position. It's 7-3 now. The libero, Shania Neal, is serving right now for South Adams, by the way. Back over to Fort Recovery. There's a smash. And it's out over the end line by Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp coming in the game a moment ago. Another service point for Shania Neal. Here's another good serve. Maddie Ramma will pass to Carly Stone. Carly on the hit. South Adams freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Back to the net. Ramma will set for Stone. Stone on the smash and got the kill. Carly Stone with a nice kill. That's her first one of the evening. It makes it 8-4 now. Fort Recovery breaks the serve there. Gets side out. Going back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Hannah Kanapke. Hannah will serve. It's good. Dug out by South Adams to the net. Here's a smash. And a block by Brooke Garkey. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Way to go, Brooke. That's another thundering hit there by Madeline Worcester, but this time Brooke Garkey blocked it, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Anna Kanapke will serve again. We lost the volleyball. It went out into the hallway because they had to go retrieve it. There's the next serve by Hannah. It's another good serve. To the net it goes. Here's the set. Here's the dink over. Played by Fort Recovery, and there's a smash back to Fort Recovery by guess who? Madeline Worcester. She's having a heck of a match here, and Fort Recovery finds themselves down 9-5 here. Now serving, side out South Adams, Lydia Loshi. Good serve. Maddie Ramma will set. There's Paige Fortkamp, cross-court hit, and it's out of bounds. Point, South Adams. Well, she will serve again. She's a sophomore. South Adams now leads 10-5. Coach Chelsea Colley has to be concerned here. Not going well for Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will pass to Maddie Ramma. Ramma will set. Fort Recovery just dinks it over and got a lucky kill. I think that was Maddie Ramma getting the kill there. That was not the greatest of hits, but we just got it in the right spot. Side out Fort Recovery. Still Lady Indians serving now. And it's Kelsey Judy with the serve, a good serve to the net. Free balling at the court recovery. Brooke Garkey two hands it back over and got the kill. Brooke Garkey with her first kill of the evening. That's a point for Fort Recovery for Kelsey Judy, and she'll serve again. 10-7 now. Fort Recovery making their way back here. Good serve. Here's the hit by Worcester, and Fort Recovery able to play it. Hannah Kanapke free balls it back. The set, the hit from the side, and it's out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the point. Jade Farlow attempting the smash that time, and she hit it out of bounds on the sideline. So another point for Fort Recovery, and Kelsey Judy makes it 10-8 now. Fort Recovery only down by two, and it's almost an eight serve back over to South Adams. Here's the hit by Madeline Worcester. Maddie Rammel back over to South Adams. South Adams will set, look out, Worcester on a hit, and it's going to be a kill. Madeline Worcester with her sixth kill of the set. 11-8 side out now, South Adams. And Worcester will go back to serve. Worcester is a very talented senior, very tall young lady. Again, she is wicked on that front line. Good serve by Worcester. Kelsey Judy will set. Deep hit by Hannah Kanapke, but into the net. Point South Adams. Worcester picks up her first service point of the evening. She'll serve again. It's 12-8. Good serve, Kelsey Judy. There's a dink over by Maddie Rammel. And trying to make the hit was Madeline Worcester. She couldn't do it. It hit it out of bounds. And let's give Maddie Rammel a kill on that one. That's her second of the set. Makes it 12-9. Fort Recovery back to serve. Here's Carly Stone. Good serve by Carly. Dug out by the libero for South Adams and into the net. Shania Neal couldn't get it up on the pass there, and it went into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Carly Stone picks up a service point, her first of the evening. There's another good serve, but too long. Looked good, but too long. So side out South Adams. And now serving is Jade Farlow for the Lady Starfires. Here comes the hit back over. There's a smash by Paige Judy, and Paige got the kill. Nice looking shot there by Paige. I don't know. Fort Recovery just looked real tentative to start this match. Like they weren't ready. I don't know what their problem was. They're looking better now, though. They trail by two, 13-11. Kyle Wendell with the serve. Here's a smash back over, and they're going to say South Adams is in the net. I think. No, they said Fort Recovery was in the net. So it's a point South Adams, 14-11. Serving for South Adams is Julia Grabaugh. Grabaugh, good serve, a let serve, and Paige Judy not able to play it. So let's give Grabaugh an ace serve on that. 15-11 now. Fort Recovery didn't want to let him get too far out in front here. Now we're getting fairly close to the 20 mark. Here's the next serve. It's a good one by Grabaugh. A smash by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets the kill. It's her third kill of the set. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 15-12 now. Back to a three-point lead for the South Adams Lady Starfires. Again, South Adams 13-4 on the year. Fort Recovery 7-1. So South Adams has played a lot more matches than Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel, good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Stone will pass over to Maddie Rammel. There's a hit by Paige Judy. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Hitting error. Point South Adams, 16-12. Side out Starfires, and here's Addie Wanner serving now. Addie comes from a nice athletic family. She's got some brothers who have made some athletic history here. There's a smash, but out of bounds by Cassie Martin down the sideline. And timeout Fort Recovery. 17-12, Fort Recovery trailing. trailing by 5 in this first set here tonight at South Adams. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
17-12, South Adams leads by 5 here with the serve coming up. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight, 25-19, 25-14. We will be back on the air with Fort Recovery on Thursday night as Fort Recovery will be playing at home, and they're going to be taking on New Bremen at home on Thursday in a MAC conference matchup. There's a good serve by South Adams. Maddie Rammel will set for Page Four Campus Smash. South Adams plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery, a little dink shot. Carly Stone sets for Paige Judy. Here's the hit and hits it into the net. Hitting error. Boy, had her set up perfectly. Just didn't work out. And so another service point there for South Adams' Addie Wanner. Here's the next serve, a good one. A smash by Paige Judy, and she gets the kill. Hits it right through the South Adams block. Paige Judy's third kill of the evening. She's only a sophomore, and she's had a nice year so far this year. A lot of very quality playing moments for Paige Judy. Here's Alexis Bupp now serving for Fort Recovery. Second time she's been serving tonight. Here's a smash by Madeline Worster, dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Carly Stone getting the kill. Carly Stone with her second kill of the evening. And that makes it now 18-14. Alexis Bupp will serve another one. Good serve to the net. Here comes the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Cassie Martin on the block. And South Adams hits it out of bounds, trying to get it back. Point, Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp will serve again. And now South Adams wants timeout as Fort Recovery has snuck back into within 3 here, 18-15. South Adams in the lead. We're in the first set here tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Don't forget, later on tonight here on the radio, we have Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals playing this evening. Back into action now. Here's Kyle Wendell on the set for Carly Stone. Dinks it over. South Adams just back over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel to Cassie Martin. Martin gets a soft one over in the middle, played by South Adams, back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Cassie Martin. Cassie hits it over. And here's Madeline Worster. Had the kill, but hit it too hard over the inline. Boy, that was going to be an easy one for her, but she hit it too hard. Point for Fort Recovery. 18-16 now. And an ace serve by Alexis Bupp. Alexis changing sides here. She was serving from the right side. Now she's serving from the left side. I don't know that I've seen that. I've seen her do that before, but she probably has. Good serve again. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery as they get it back. Maddie Rammel set for Cassie Martin. Nice hit. A play by South Adams. And Madeline Worster gets the kill. That was a finesse hit that time as she just basically hit it down the net. Fort Recovery couldn't play it. Tried to, but could not do it. 19-17 now. South Adams leads by 2 after Fort Recovery had it down to 1. Here's the serve by the libero, Shania Neal. Good serve. Smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Now it's 1 point, 19-18. Fort Recovery sneaking back in this. Now going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's Hannah Kanapke. Hannah's a pretty good server. Good serve there. Here's the pass to Worcester. Cross-court hit is out of bounds by Jade Barlow. That's a hitting error there. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's tied, 19-19. How about that? First time since I think it was 0-0. Here's the good serve again by Hannah Kanapke. Smash! And a kill by Madeline Worcester. Boy, is she wicked. That is her eighth kill of this set. 20-19. Now serving for South Adams is Lydia Loshi. It's a good serve dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Here's the set by Brooke Garkey to Carly Stone. Carly just dinks it over. Now Madeline Worcester dinks it back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Just a little dink kill. Not one of her thundering hits that she can have, and it's 21-19 now. Fort Recovery will send Valerie Mollenkamp into the lineup for the first time tonight. 21-19. Here's the serve. Carly Stone will pass to the net. Maddie Rammel sets for Stone. Stone hits. Blocked by Worcester. There's a free ball back over to South Adams. Lady Starfires play it. A hit and a kill by Madeline Worcester. 10 kills now for her. And it's 22-19. Fort Recovery down by 3 here. Here's the next serve. Back by Val Mullenkamp. Nice hit, but South Adams played it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to the net. Maddie Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Hit back to Carly. Carly hits it back over again. Here's the spike and the kill by Jade Barlow. That's her first kill of the set. Makes it 23-19, and Fort Recovery's in pretty deep trouble here now. Lydia Loshi will continue her service. Here's a service error. That helps out. 23-20. And Kelsey Judy will come in, and she'll probably serve as Val Mollenkamp will go out. And that is the case. Kelsey Judy going back to serve. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve dug out by South Adams. At the net, Maddie Rammel. Back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set. Here's Brooke Garkey freeballing it over. South Adams to the net. Here's the smash by Worcester. Saved nicely there by Kelsey Judy. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill by Maddie Worcester. Boy, she's something else. 24-20. Side out South Adams, and here's the set point right here. Well, we just got too far behind early, and we recovered, but couldn't catch up with them. I don't think we ever went ahead here in this set. Worcester on the serve, good serve. Kelsey Judy to Carly Stone. Carly pushes it over with two hands. Here's the smash back by South Adams. A block, but it's out of bounds, and a kill for Addie Warner, and the score 25-20. As South Adams wins set number one. Again, 25-20, the score. And doggone it. We'll be back for the second set coming up here in a moment on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break. We're coming from South Adams High School tonight. Fort Recovery South Adams High School Volleyball. South Adams takes the early 1-0 lead here in this match.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Music.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Back here, South Adams set for the second set. Well, that was a dominating set there by the Starfires, although, again, we tied it up in 19-19. But for the most part, South Adams pretty strong, and the difference, Madeline Worcester. 11 kills for Madeline in the first set. 11 kills. What a player. Okay, serving first is South Adams. Julia Grabaugh will be serving. As Fort Recovery had the serve in the first game tonight. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone on the back line. Here's a block at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Now a kill for Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. Nice. Two-hand shove over there by Kelsey. Gives Fort Recovery the first lead, I think, of the night. 1-0. I'm trying to think back. We might have led early in the first set. And there's an ace serve for Fort Recovery for Maddie Ramble. And it's 2-0. Maddie Ramble will serve again. It's a good serve dug out to the net. Here's the smash by South Adams, played by Carly Stone. The pass to Paige Judy. Judy on the smash, got the kill. Paige Judy with her fourth kill of the evening. And it's 3-0. Again, we'll be at Fort Recovery on Thursday, a home match with New Bremen. If you can't be there, you can tune us in for the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com and here on WPGW Radio, AM and FM. And a block by Fort Recovery and a kill. I think that was Maddie Ramel on the block. 4-0. Ramel will serve again. Good serve dug out by Lydia Loshi. Here's a smash by Madeline Worcester and got the kill. The hit was played, but it was a line drive right at the net. We couldn't dig it out. Worcester another kill, her 12th of this match. And we're only early in the second set. Amazing. South Adams with the set, smashed by Worcester, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's Cassie Martin hitting it back over. And it's played out of bounds off of the libero. Shania Neal give Cassie Martin a kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And Alexis Buff will go back. It's 5-1. Fort Recovery leading here in this second set after losing the first set 25-20. Good serve by Alexis Buff. Here's a free ball over to Fort Recovery, and we can't play it. Just free balling it over there with Shaylin Bowman, and we couldn't play it. She hit it in the right spot. We got our hands on it, but just never in a position to hit it back. So side out to South Adams, and Shania Neal will serve again. Good serve there, dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Carly Stone on the hit. Did she get it? Yes, right on the line. Carly Stone with the kill. That's her fourth one of the evening. That will send Hannah Kanapke back to serve for Fort Recovery. Here comes the serve. It's a let serve, and there's the pass to Worcester, or the set to Worcester. She hits it out of bounds. Maddie Worcester had her position, but she hit it too far out of bounds. Point for Hannah Kanapke. Hannah will serve again, 7-2. Fort Recovery up by 5. Good serve dug out by South Adams. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone on the pass, and here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she gets the kill. A nice one. That's the first kill for Paige Fortkamp. I was just about ready to say that probably South Adams wants a timeout here, and they do call timeout. South Adams trailing Fort Recovery 8-2 in the second set tonight. We'll return in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
8-2. Fort Recovery leads here in the second set after they lost the first set 25-20. So far, this set has taken the theme of the first set, except the teams are just swapped. South Adams led all the way in the first set. Fort Recovery's led all the way here in the second set so far. Hannah Kanapke will serve again. And it's a good serve dug out by Madeline Worcester. Here's the set for Madeline. Madeline on the hit. And Fort Recovery free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel pushes it over with two hands on the second hit. Now South Adams back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone digs it out. Maddie Rammel to Hannah Kanapke. Free balls it over. Here's the set for South Adams. Worcester with the kill off of Brooke Garkey. Number 13 for Madeline Worcester on the kill department. She is having herself an amazing match tonight. Here's a good serve by Lydia Loshi of South Adams. Paige Fortkamp back over to South Adams. Now back to Fort Recovery, and they're going to say somebody was in the net. Somebody from Fort Recovery in the net. Ann Poppy and David Shaver are your two officials tonight in this match. Good serve. South Adams with the serve there. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to South Adams. South Adams back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. And a smash by Brooke Garkey. And Garkey got the kill. Maddie Rammel, I believe, had the assist. So for Brooke, that's kill number 2 tonight. And it makes it 9-4. Paige Fortkamp goes in. Kelsey Judy comes in and she'll serve. That's a good serve. Almost an ace. Maddie Worcester dinks it over. Now Alexis Bupp passing to Carly Stone. Carly two hands it over. Here's a smash by South Adams and a kill by Jade Barlow. Makes it 9-5 now. And side out South Adams. Madeline Worcester, their ace hitter, will serve here. Good serve. Here's the dig by Hannah Kanapke. Carly Stone. Now Maddie Rammel hits it over to South Adams. Here's a smash. And a kill for Jade Barlow of South Adams. makes it 9-6. And just like in the first set, after South Adams got a big lead, Fort Recovery kind of came back on them. And here in the second set, Fort Recovery a big lead, and now South Adams kind of coming back. Maddie Worcester serves again, a let serve. It's a good one. Maddie Rammel tries to get it over, and she can't get it over. Another point for South Adams. Madeline Worcester will serve again. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Kelsey Judy to Hannah Kanapke. Hannah, a deep hit. South Adams will play it. Here's Worcester with a deep hit and hits it out of bounds. Boy, is she a strong hitter. Side out Fort Recovery, 10-7 now. As we get the serve back here, Carly Stone will serve for the Lady Indians here at South Adams Stardome. Nice crowd on hand tonight. The service too long, service error. Side out South Adams. Carly Stone hits it out of bounds. Now serving for South Adams is Jade Farlow. Farlow with a good serve, dug out by Carly Stone, passing to the net. Here's Kelsey Judy passing over to Brooke Garkey, and Garkey hits it over. Now back. Good hit there by South Adams. Fort Recovery saves it. Now South Adams in their offense again. Here's a smash played by Hannah Kanapke to Carly Stone. Kanapke free balls it back. South Adams with it again. Another set. Here's the smash blocked by Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey. And a battle at the net. And give a kill there to South Adams to Shaylee Bowman. I believe that's her first kill of the night. And Fort Recovery wants to call time as the Lady Indians lead by only one now by a score of 10-9. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Fort Recovery hopes to win this match tonight. They've got to win this set because beating this South Adams team three sets in a row, that would be a pretty tough chore. There's a service error for Jade Farlow. Hits it out of bounds over the end line. I guess Fort Recovery, the serve back here. 11-9 now. We take a two-point lead. Good serve by Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Worcester on the blast. Carly Stone will play it. Now the hit back by Paige Judy, and Judy hits it too long over the end line. Side out South Adams. That makes it 11-10. South Adams trailing by one. Fort Recovery still with the lead, but hanging on. Now serving for South Adams is Julia Grabball. Good serve by Grabball. Here's the hit by Paige Judy. South Adams on their offense. Here's the smash back. A little soft hit, actually. Carly Stone played it. Paige Judy on a smash, blocked by South Adams. Kelsey Judy to Maddie Rammel. And Maddie couldn't get it where she wanted it and didn't get it across the net. She was trying to give a set there to Paige Judy and just didn't work out. Point, South Adams. Julia Grabball will serve again. Good serve. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin. Madeline Worcester saves it back over. Now Paige Judy tries to two-hand it over and hits it in the net. And now it's a 12-11 South Adams lead. First time they've led here tonight in this set. They led the whole first set. First time they've led here in this second set. Not a good sign here for the Lady Indians. But a long way to go in this one yet. 12-11. Here's the serve by Julia Grabball. It's a good one. Pass to Kyle Wendell. And now a deep smash by Carly Stone. And Carly gets it into the net. Fort Recovery just kind of out of sync right now. Another service point for Julia Grabaugh. She will serve again. It's now a two-point lead for South Adams, 13-11. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the smash back by Paige Judy, blocked by South Adams. Paige Judy will hit it over with a two-hand shove, and now it's back to Fort Recovery, now back to South Adams. And here's Worcester setting for Lydia Loshi, who hits it over to Fort Recovery. Now Paige Judy back to South Adams. Loshi back to Fort Recovery. There's the set. Paige Judy with the smash, and I think she got the kill. Yes, she did. Paige Judy with a kill. In there a moment ago, I failed to mention, was Brooke Collig, and she goes out now. Would have got a... I don't know what the officials are conferring over something here. 13-12, Fort Recovery with a one-point deficit here in the second set. Will be side out Fort Recovery. Oh, must be blood on the floor. Blood on the floor, so we're going to have to clean that up. Somebody got cut somewhere. So we'll be back in a moment. Going to pause for this commercial break here on PG14 and Jay Country 101 Radio. And we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com also this evening, coming to you from South Adams High School. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab? As fall approaches, Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There's all kinds of discussions going on down here, and I really don't know what it's all about. I can tell you there was a blood cleanup. Somebody got cut, and there was a blood cleanup on the floor. Now there's continuing discussions going on here with the South Adams coach and the official. Well, actually, I think it's Paul Yoder, the assistant coach, talking with the official. I don't know what's going on, except that we're behind by one, 13-12. Fort Recovery trails here in the second set. Well, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. We'll return right after we pause for this message.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we thank the Ohio High School Athletic Association for providing us with those very fine and meaningful messages. We're set to go again. Fort Recovery side out. Maddie Rammel will be serving. Good serve. There's South Adams on the set. A smash blocked. And it's out of bounds. South Adams point. Cassie Martin and Paige Judy were right there together. And they blocked it, but it went out of bounds off their block, and that's a point for South Adams. So it's 14-12 now. South Adams leads by two as we get underway again. Now going back to serve for the Lady Starfires is Bella Bailey. And it's a good serve, dug out by Paige Judy to the net. Maddie Rammel back to Cassie Martin, and Cassie hits it into the net. Miss hit there by Cassie Martin. Fort Recovery's in trouble here. 15-12, and the momentum is South Adams at the moment. Another serve by Bella Bailey. It's a good serve. Kaya Wendell will just have to free ball it over. Here's the set for South Adams. The dink. And it's in the net. Oh, we got lucky on that one. Maddie Worcester. Had a perfect open spot, and she couldn't get it over the net. So side out Fort Recovery. Alexis Buff will serve. Good serve. Here's the dig in the set. Here comes Worcester with a hit to the back line to Kyle Wendell. Wendell passing to Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassie Martin. And Martin hits it too long over the end line. Side out South Adams at 16-13. No. They say that it was a tip ball by South Adams, so give Fort Recovery the point. So we get the kill instead. 15-14, Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp still serving. That was a big turnaround there. And a good serve by Alexis Bupp. Here's a hit by South Adams, played by the Lady Indians. Carly Stone smashes it back. The set for South Adams. The smash played by Maddie Rammel to Kaya Wendell. Wendell will set for Carly Stone. Stone just a soft little hit over. And here's a swing and a miss by Maddie Worcester. Madeline Worcester hits it into the net on her kill attempt. She has 13 kills on the night, but hasn't had one in a while. She had, I think, 11 or so, maybe 12 in that first set. Good serve by Fort Recovery again. There's Paige Fortkamp, two-handing it over. Here's a smash by Worcester, and this time she gets the kill. Maddie Worcester with her 14th kill of the evening. That makes it a one-point game again after we had tied it 15-15. Now it's 16-15. South Adams was side out. And a little girl ran across the courts. And mom says, you shouldn't have done that. David Schauber saw that and stopped play before she got hurt. Okay, here's the serve. Cassie Martin back over to South Adams to hit back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets the kill. Give Maddie Rammel the assist. And Paige Fortkamp got the kill. That's her second kill of the evening. 16-16, we're all tied up, and we can take the lead here. Anna Kanapke on side out. Good serve. Dug out by South Adams and into the net. The dig there by South Adams, Lydia Loshi, but she hit it into the net instead of to one of her teammates. And it's a service point for Hannah Kanapke. Here's a serve by Hannah. Dug out by South Adams. Smash back to Fort Recovery, and it's hit into the net. Another service point. for Hannah Kanapke. Another serve by Hannah Kanapke, dug out by the libero, Shania Neal. Now back to South Adams again. Worcester on the smash and didn't get the kill. I think it was a block there. Blocked by Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a block, and we got the point. 19-16. All of a sudden, the Lady Indians pulling ahead now, leading by three, and in pretty good position here. South Adams will question the call there by the official as the captain, Julia Grabaugh, goes over and talks with David Shawver at the net. And now she comes back over and talks with her coach, Paul Yoder. There's Hannah Kanapke serving again. It's a good serve. South Adams keeps it in play, the smash. The battle at the net. Brooke Garkey back over to South Adams. Worcester back to Fort Recovery. And we save it. Carly Stone free balls it over. Addie Worcester will set at the net. Here's the hit played by Hannah Kanapke. Rammel to Carly Stone. Stone free balls it over. South Adams, look out, Worcester got the kill. Maddie Worcester with the kill, number 15 tonight. And it's 19-17. That was an exciting point there. Good play, good effort by both teams, and South Adams wins out. Now serving is Lydia Loshi for South Adams. Good serve back to the Lady Starfires. Here's the set, Worcester with the smash. A block. No, it's not. It didn't go down. Worcester gets the kill. Kill number 16 now for Maddie Worcester. 19-18. Starfires only trail by one. Good serve again. Maddie Rammel to Hannah Kanapke. Carly Stone got the kill. A little dink there by Carly, and she picks up her fifth kill of the evening. Now going back to serve for the Lady Indians here is going to be Brooke Collig, who comes in. Brooke is a sophomore for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by South Adams. Worcester dinks it over and got the kill. I think that was a double hit anyway that they failed to call on Fort Recovery. Side out South Adams. Now going back is Maddie Worcester to serve and got the ace serve, and that ties it 20-20. Maddie Worcester with an ace serve. It's tied 20-20, and Fort Recovery calls time out. 20-20, we're in the second set. Fort Recovery trailing here. We'll return in just a moment right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Actually, 2020, I said Fort Recovery trailed. Trying to do two things at once here, and I misspoke. I apologize about that. We're tied. 20-20, Fort Recovery trying to win this second set. I'm going to alert Eric Catterly, our studio producer back in Portland. Eric, when it comes time for the Reds game to start, go ahead and put them on our AM station at 1440. And 105.3 FM. So you Reds fans, if you've tuned in for the Reds game, we're going to air that at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And there is a kill for South Adams. Another service point for Maddie Worcester. Makes it 21-20. South Adams now leads, and a miss hit. Trying to dig it out was Hannah Kanapke, and she hit it out of bounds. And it's 22-20, and Fort Recovery is in not good position right now. Another service point for Maddie Worcester. Maddie serves again. dug out by Fort Recovery's Brooke colleague, and Fort Recovery can't get it back over another point. 23-20. South Adams leads by three. Maddie Worcester serving. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Dinking it over is Brooke Garkey. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery. And I'm sorry I missed who that was. The Lady Indians, a much needed point there. Makes it 23-21. And Carly Stone will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Maddie Worcester on a smash, and she gets another kill. What a machine she has been tonight. That is her 17th kill of the match so far. We're only here in the end of the second set. 24-21. Here's match point being served up by South Adams by Jade Farlow. It's a good serve. Paige Judy on a smash. Come on. Can't get the kill. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's off Fort Recovery out of bounds. And a kill for Kylie Bixler, and South Adams wins the second set 25-21 as Fort Recovery finds themselves behind here 2-0, and boy, it's going to be a mighty task for Fort Recovery to come back and win this match. We have to beat this very fine South Adams team 3 sets in a row. Not saying that it can't be done, but boy, it's going to be a tough chore, that's for sure. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this break as we're in between sets 2 and 3, the Lady Indians trailing 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford.
I want to remind everybody to stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. Rockin' with Rocker will be coming up right after the volleyball match. It'll be party music tonight. Rockin' with Rocker right after volleyball tonight.
With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab? Ask Fall approaches. Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Had a little serving contest here between sets, so we had a little extra time. Well, just reviewing what's happened so far tonight, the JV won their ninth game of the year against one loss as they won 25-19, 25-14 over South Adams. That one loss was to St. Henry, and Fort Recovery avenged that last weekend when Fort Recovery beat St. Henry in the New Bremen Invitational. Here in the varsity matchup, it could have been two wins for Fort Recovery, but it's two losses. Fort Recovery losing the first set 25-20. We trailed almost all the way in the first set, although we did tie it up at 19-19 late in the set before South Adams pulled away to win. And in the second set, we led a lot of the way, but South Adams had the strength when they needed it there at the end as they won 25-21 in the second set. So the Lady Indians find themselves against the wall here, having to win three sets in a row against a very fine South Adams team to win this match tonight. Not that it can't be done, but it's probably unlikely. But that's why we play the game, so to speak, to see what happens. South Adams 13-4, Fort Recovery 7-1, our only loss to St. Henry last week. Again, we'll be at Fort Recovery's Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday, as it will be a matchup between Fort Recovery and New Bremen in conference play. Of course, New Bremen has that Jones girl, who's an absolutely super player. I would say Maddie Worcester's awfully good. I would say Jones is a step above that. But the way Maddie Worcester's played tonight, man, what can you say? 17 kills in the match so far. She's just been far and above superior to anybody else here this evening. Okay, Fort Recovery will have the serve to start the third set. Kaya Wendell, it's a good serve. Here's the hit back by South Adams. Played by Wendell, passing to Maddie Rammel, who will set for Paige Judy. Judy on a hit and got the kill. That's a good start. Paige Judy gets the kill to start the set. That's kill number six for Paige Judy. Again, if you've tuned in for the Reds game tonight, that's being heard at our AM station, 1440 on your AM dial, and 105.3 FM. And we'll be joining the Reds as soon as we're done here with this match. South Adams not able to return. Another point, Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell with two straight points here. 2-0. Lady Indians in the lead. Another ace serve this time for Kaya. Well, that's what we need to get off to a great start here in this one. We have not had a multiple, well, let's put it this way. We have not had a match go beyond three sets so far this year. This one may be the first one. There's a kill for South Adams. Kylie Bixler gets the kill, her second kill of the evening. 3-1 now, side out South Adams, going back to serve for the Lady Starfires, Julia Grabaugh. Really nice match going on here tonight. South Adams, though, leading 2-0. There's a service error by Grabaugh. She hits it out of bounds over the sideline, and Fort Recovery gets the side out. And now serving for the Lady Indians down here, it's going to be Maddie Rammel. Let's serve, got it across. Here's the set and the smash by Worcester, played by Carly Stone, passing to the net. Here's Kaya Wendell, just free balling it over. The set for South Adams. The dink over, and somebody's in the net. I think they say, or maybe they call it a double hit. But the point is South Adams, 4-2. Fort Recovery leads. Serving now is Bella Bailey. And here's Maddie Worcester trying to catch the sideline, but she hit it out of bounds. Side out for Recovery. Alexis Bupp will serve now. It's a good serve. Dug out by the back line by Bella Bailey. Here's the hit over by Shaylin Bowman. Fort Recovery, Paige Fortkamp back over and got the kill. Right on the end line. Paige Fortkamp had some nice play here tonight. That's her third kill of the evening unofficially. And believe you me, my stats are always unofficial. Okay, here's a smash by South Adams by Worcester, played by Fort Recovery. There's Fortkamp back over to South Adams to Neal. Here's Worcester back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp will pass over to Maddie Rammel, and Rammel sets for Cassie Martin, and Martin hits it out of bounds. Point South Adams. Shania Neal will go back to serve now, the libero for South Adams. 6-3. Good serve. Alexis Bupp passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and Stone hits it right through Jade Farlow for the kill. Carly Stone with her sixth kill of the evening. 7-3. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Cassie Martin. Good serve dug out by South Adams. Here's a set and a smash by Worcester. Worcester got another kill. 18 for Madeline Worcester now. She is quite a player. 7-4. Side out South Adams. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Just barely. So continuing to serve for South Adams here now is Lydia Loshi. And this is a service error into the net. Point Fort Recovery. It's 8-5. Side out Fort Recovery. Here comes Hannah Kanapke in to serve. We're coming to you tonight from South Adams High School up in Bern, Indiana. And South Adams leading 2-0 here in the varsity matchup. And there's a service error by Hannah Kanapke into the net. Side out South Adams. It's 8-6 now. South Adams leading by, South Adams trailing by 2. And Maddie Worcester will go back to serve for the Lady Starfires. Good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Passing to Maddie Rammel, who will set for Carly Stone. And Carly Stone gets the kill. Number 7 tonight. 9-6. Lady Indians lead by 3. And here's Carly Stone serving now for Fort Recovery on the side out. We've got Paige Judy, Maddie Rammel, and Brooke Garkey up there on the front line. Here's the serve. Good serve. South Adams will pass over here. And a block, I believe. I believe it was Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey. Now, it might have been Paige Judy. One or the other. We got the point. Here's Paige Judy on the smash. Fort Recovery can't get the kill. There's a deep hit by Maddie Worcester, and Fort Recovery can't save it. So it's 10-7 now. That probably ought to be credited as another kill for Maddie Worcester. Boy, she's something tonight. 10-7. Serving now for South Adams is Jade Farlow. Here's Maddie Rammel over to Paige Judy, and Paige gets the kill. Give Maddie Rammel another assist. Maddie usually leads us in assists. That's a kill number 7 now for Paige. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. And it's a good serve. Smash and out of bounds by Shaylin Bowman. And it's a fort recovery point. So give Kaya Wendell another point. And this is a service error too long. Boy, when you're playing, and we all know it, when you're playing teams like this, you cannot afford those kind of errors. But, hey, you know, everybody makes them. Just unfortunate. 12-8, we still lead by four here, side out South Adams. Here's the dink over by Cassie Martin. And South Adams can't make the return. Side out, Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Rammel going back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as we now lead by a score of 13-8. Get back to Fort Recovery by Bowman. Played there by Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. Here's Paige Fortcamp on a smash, and it's too long over the inline. Point, South Adams. Makes it 13-9 now. South Adams back to within four, and they'll have side out. And serving for them will be Isabella Bailey. Bailey's a junior for the Lady Starfires. Kaya Wendell on the dig. Here's a smash by Cassie Martin. I think she got the kill. No. I thought it was tipped. Fort Recovery thought it was tipped, too. They're going to say no. It was not. So out of bounds went the hit, and South Adams got the point. Here's the dink over by Paige Fortcamp, and she gets the kill. So another nice kill for Paige tonight. That is number four for her. And that will send Alexis Buff back to serve for Fort Recovery as we lead 14-10. Good serve. Here's the dink back over to Kaya Wendell. Smashed by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Give Maddie Rammel the assist. Kill number eight. Alexis Buff with another service point. She's had 2, 4, 6, 8 tonight. 8 service points unofficially. Good serve again. Here's Maddie Worcester. Got the kill. Number 19 for Maddie Worcester. Side out, South Adams going back to serve Shania Neal. There, libero. It's 15-11. Fort Recovery leads by four. And South Adams serving. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. To Maddie Rammel, who was set for Carly Stone. And Carly got the kill. Right on the end line. Boy, that was close. Super, super close. Kill number 9 for Carly Stone. Here comes Cassie Martin. No, Cassie's going out. Coming in to serve now for Fort Recovery is going to be Chloe Showalter. Sophomore Chloe Showalter will serve now for Fort Recovery. 16-11, Lady Indians by 5. Come on, Chloe, make the best of it. We don't need any service errors here. He bounces the ball. And the officials are talking some things over with the scoring table. I guess we're ready to go. Okay. Here's the serve by Chloe Showalter. Good serve. The set, Maddie Worcester on the hit. Dug out by Alexis Buff. Here's the set for Carly Stone. Give Brooke Garkey the assist, and Carly Stone another kill. Carly's really coming on here with 10 kills now. And give Chloe Showalter the service point. And South Adams wants timeout, trailing 17-11 here in this third set tonight. But South Adams, unfortunately, for Fort Recovery, leading 2-0. Of course, it's fortunately, if you're a South Adams fan, Lady Starfire's looking good tonight.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes.
We want to remind you, Rockin' with Rocker is coming up right after volleyball tonight. It'll be featuring the party music. So it's Rockin' with Rocker tonight at 8 o'clock, immediately after volleyball coverage from WPGW.
See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at South Adams Stardome, beautiful gymnasium here. Getting some age on it, but it's still a beautiful place to play. Here's the serve by Chloe Showalter. It's good again. South Adams, the set. Here's the hit by Jade Farlow. And there's Brooke Garkey getting a kill for Fort Recovery. Garkey's third kill this evening. Chloe Showalter will serve again. Ace serve for Chloe Showalter. How about that? She comes in here, has done a terrific job serving 4 points, including that ace. It's 19-11, Lady Indians by eight. Showalter, this time, I spoke too soon. This time, a deep hit out of bounds for Chloe Showalter over the end line. Nice job, though, by Chloe. Served 4 points there, including that ace serve a moment ago. Now here's Lydia Loshi for South Adams. Good serve dug out by Alexis Buff to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the dink over. And now here's a hit by Brooke Garkey, and she gets another kill. Brooke Garkey was waiting for that one at the net and got the kill. 20-12. Here comes Hannah Kanapke in for Fort Recovery on the side out. And apparently South Adams wants another timeout. South Adams another timeout. The score is Fort Recovery 20 and South Adams 12 will return.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Okay. Lady Indians in the driver's seat here, ready to send this into the fourth set. Again, if you tune in for the Reds game tonight, we're airing that at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM, our new FM station. That's where you can hear the Reds at St. Louis, and then we'll join the Reds as soon as we're done here at South Adams. There's a smash by Maddie Worcester, but she hit it out of bounds over the inline. Another point for Fort Recovery. Hannah Kanapke gets the service point. She will serve again. Good serve, South Adams to the net. Here's the hit over, played by Kaya Wendell. Maddie Rammel will set for Stone. And Stone gets the kill. Number 11 for Carly Stone. She is definitely leading Fort Recovery, although Paige Judy's had 7 kills tonight. And Maddie Worcester leading South Adams with 19 kills tonight. And she's not had many here in this third set. Most of those came in the first two sets. Good serve by Hannah Kanapke. A battle at the net, and Worcester can't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. 23-12, and it looks like the Lady Indians are going to shove this match into the fourth set. First time all year we've gone to four sets, and South Adams can't make the return. Another service point for Hannah Kanapke, and this baby's in the bag. Fort Recovery leading 24-12. Hannah Kanapke will serve match point. Not match point, but will serve set point here. It's a good serve again. A hit over and out of bounds by South Adams. Jade Farlow give Hannah Kanapke another point, and the Indians win the third set 25-12, and a little life
left in Fort Recovery. They need to win this next set, and then that would send it into a fifth and deciding set. So it's not over till it's over. Fort Recovery again wins the third set here, 25-12 over the South Adams Lady Starfires. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this. You're listening to WPGW. AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Actually, just FM right now, I guess. At 100.9 on your FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
We want to remind you here on Fort Recovery Radio that Rockin' with Rocker will be coming up right after the volleyball match. Go Indians. They're now down two sets to one after losing the first two.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms,
dominating performance in set number three. So if they can win the next two, they'll win this.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little
coming
secret.
Up right after volleyball.
We have a special event.
Party
going
music
on
tonight.
Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th. There will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest.
6704. Text Rocker for your request. We will play them tonight.
Demonstrations of some of our products. A wine and cannabis night. Cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot and more. Look for a flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Paul wasn't too happy after last weekend as a rough one for Ohio State. Last Saturday losing at home. We move to the fourth set. Fort Recovery extends this match one more set. Trailing two sets to one now. And South Adams will serve here to start the fourth set. Fort Recovery was able to keep Worcester out of the thick of things in that third set, or South Adams couldn't get her involved as much. And there's a kill by Paige Judy to start the match, or start the set. Paige Judy now with her eighth kill of the night. She's just having a wonderful sophomore year. Here's Maddie Rammel serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve to the net. Here's the set and the hit. That was by Shaylin Bowman. Fort Recovery back over. Fort Camp gets a kill. Paige Fort Camp. She's had some nice play tonight. That's kill number five for her. Maddie Rammel picks up a service point. And Rammel will go back to serve again. Yeah, good serve and some confusion there between Madeline Worcester and Lydia Loshi. They were side by side, and neither one of them able to play it. Give an ace serve for Maddie Rammel. Another good serve, and it's an ace serve again. Two straight ace serves for Maddie Rammel. 4-0. Great start here in the fourth set. Another serve. There's Shania Neal passing to the net. Heading it over, and we got a four hits called on South Adams. Another point. Wow. It's 5-0. Fort Recovery leading here in this fourth set. Another good serve by Maddie Rammel. Here's the set. Look out. Worcester, a deep hit. Played by Kyle Wendell. Paige Judy on the outside hitting position. Almost got the kill, but not quite. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone digs it out. Here's Cassie Martin getting the kill right on the line. Nice job by Cassie, and another point for Maddie Rammel. That's kill number six for Cassie Martin this evening. Rammel serves again, another good one to the net. Here is a hit by Madeline Worster, and all of a sudden, South Adams has gone on the blink here. Worster did not hit it over the net, into the net instead. It's 7-0. And South Adams has to call time out as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians off to a 7-0 start here in this fourth set of play. We may be going to five sets here, folks. Don't go away. It's never over till it's over, as I said a moment ago. If Fort Recovery comes back to win this one, it'll be a tremendous comeback. We'll be back after this.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Of course, the Salina location is closed after the season, but Fort Recovery's Nature's Green location just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 is open. There's a smash and a kill by Paige Fortkamp. My, oh my. Lady Indians just rolling up the lead here. 8-0. Maddie Rammel serves again. Good service. Here's the dig by Madeline Worster. Here's the hit by South Adams. Oh, we shouldn't have played that. That would have gone out of bounds, but we did. Paige Judy on the smash. Back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will set for Judy. Another hit and got the kill. That was a tip. Paige Judy with a kill and another service point for Maddie Rammel. She has served 8 in a row now. It's 9-0 here in the fourth set. Rammel serves again. Another good serve. Worster passing. There's Neal hitting it over to Kyle Wendell. Wendell passing. Cassie Martin on the smash, and that finally breaks the run. Cassie Martin hits it into the net, and it's a point for South Adams, side out, Lady Starfires. 8 points in a row, 8 serves in a row there, and 9 straight points, but it's 9-1 now. Good serve by South Adams. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash, and a block by Madeline Worster. That is Madeline's, unofficially, her first block of the evening, 9-2. Good serve again by South Adams. Cassie Martin back over to the Lady Starfires. There's Worster on a smash, but it's out of bounds. Oh! Tough one there for Worster. But Recovery gets the point, and it's now 10-2. Lady Indians by 8. And let's see if we can get another run going here. Alexis Bupp will serve now for Fort Recovery. Trailing 2-1, but we're in good shape here in this fourth set. Fort Recovery leading 10-2. There's a smash by Worster and got the kill right on the sideline. 20 kills now for Madeline Worster. What a night for her. Now serving for South Adams will be Shania Neal. It's a good serve they got by Kyle Wendell. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill. That's number 12 for Carly Stone, who's been coming on here. It's now 11-3. And now, going back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Chloe Showalter. She came in and got 4 service points the first time she served in that third set a moment ago. Good serve again there. Here's Carly Stone on a smash and a block by Madeline Worster. Worcester with her second block here in this set. 11-4, now going back to serve for South Adams will be Lydia Loshi. Loshi, a jump serve. It's a good one. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. The smash. Dug out there. And South Adams can't make the return point for recovery. 12-4 now, and Hannah Kanapke goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Again, if you've tuned in for the Reds game tonight, that's being heard at 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. 105.3 FM, our new FM. Here's the smash by Worcester. Played by Fort Recovery, and Worcester smashes it again and got the kill. Kill number 21 for Madeline Worcester. 12-5. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer in Portland. Neil Spencer, studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Brooke Garkey got hurt there on that smash back at her. And she is very gently being helped off the floor. So Brooke Garkey looks very wobbly. Well, she got hit right in the face by that smash or what? She must have got hit right in the head. Wow. So Brooke Garkey has to leave the match. That will send Val Mullenkamp into the lineup instead for Fort Recovery. Trainer checking out Brooke Garkey here. Here we go with the next serve for Maddie Worcester. It's a good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Here's a kill by Carly Stone right down the line. Carly with kill number 13. Now 13-5. Paige Judy comes in for Fort Recovery, and Alexis Bupp goes out, and Carly Stone will go back to serve now. It's a good serve. Pass to the net. Here's Kaya Wendell setting for Paige Judy, and Paige got the kill off of Fort Recovery. Paige Judy's had a nice night. That's number 10 for her on the kills departments. I want to thank Jason Arnold, athletic director here, for his hospitality and helping us out. And South Adams wants to call timeout as they trail here in the fourth set. 14-5. Lady Indians looking pretty good right now. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
I just can't say enough about Fort Recovery. They had their backs to the door, trailing two sets to none, and here we are on the verge of winning this fourth set, which would make it two sets apiece if we can get it done. Carly Stone now serving for Fort Recovery. 14-5 is the score here in this fourth set. Lady Indians on top. Good serve. Here's the set. And here's the hit back to Fort Recovery to Kyle Wendell. Now Maddie Rammel back over to South Adams. Still in play. Worcester free balls it over. Carly Stone to the net. Here's the hit by Paige Judy. Set by South Adams. Here's Worcester on the smash. Played by Hannah Kanapke. Here's Val Mullenkamp getting the kill. Val Mullenkamp with a key kill there. That's her first one of the evening. Couldn't come at a better time. Val's only a sophomore. 15-5. She's played just very little here in this varsity match tonight. Carly Stone on the serve. Good serve. South Adams will set up their offense, and a block
played by South Adams. Worcester just dinks it over. Here's Paige Judy on a hit and got it. Another kill for Paige Judy. Number 11 for her this evening. Another service point for Carly Stone. Like the way the Indians are playing right now. 16-5. Carly Stone serves again. Another good serve. And it's an ace serve. Carly Stone with an ace serve. 17-5. South Adams just can't. This is going to come down to the fifth set, folks. Carly Stone serving again. They saved it. I thought she was going to get another ace serve there. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Got the kill. Paige Judy with her 12th kill of the match. As she is getting close to Carly Stone, who has 13 now. And Carly Stone picks up another service point. And it's a service error over the in line. 18-6. Fort Recovery leads by 12. Back to serve now for South Adams is Jade Farlow. Good serve by Jade, dug out by Carly Stone. Here's Rammel setting for Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back over to South Adams. Here's Worcester. Back to Kyle Wendell for Fort Recovery. And it's a end of the net for Fort Recovery. Point South Adams. Give Jade Farlow the service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Hannah Canapke. And Maddie Rammel hits it over on the second hit and catches him asleep and gets the point. Maddie Rammel with her kill, her third of the evening. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve now. It's 19-7. And it's a good serve. Over to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery can't get it back across. 19-8. Side out South Adams going back to serve now is Julia Grabaugh. For the Lady Starfires of South Adams, they're 13-4 on the year. Fort Recovery 7-1. Our only loss to St. Henry. Carly Stone digs it out. Here's Paige Judy on a smash. Played nicely by Neal for South Adams. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was over the net. Point South Adams. Give Julia Grabaugh a service point. There's the next serve. Paige Judy to Rammel. Back to Judy. The hit. Played by Neal of South Adams on the back line. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone to the net. Cassie Martin got the kill. Cassie Martin with the kill. Her seventh. And it's 20-9 now. Back to serve Maddie Rammel. It is a good serve. Set for South Adams. And a battle at the net and a point for South Adams. Give the kill to Lydia Loshi. 20-10 now. Side out, South Adams. Well, Recovery looks to be in pretty good shape here in this set. And if we win this, it'll be 2-2. Here's a serve by Isabella Bailey. Good one. Smashed by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets another kill. That's kill number 8. 21-10. 11-point lead for Fort Recovery. Alexis Buff will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by South Adams on the back line. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. Bup passing to the net. Here's Carly Stone on the hit, blocked by Worcester, and she hits it out of bounds. Give Carly Stone the kill. Number 14 now for Carly Stone in the kills department. Alexis Bup picks up a service point. And this serve is out of bounds. Right down the sideline and just barely out of bounds. Side out South Adams. 22-11 now.
Now serving is Lydia Loshi. Loshi serves to Kaya Wendell to the net. Rammel sets for Cassie Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Cassie's had an outstanding night. Also tonight, 9 kills for her now. 23-11. Now, side out Fort Recovery, and Chloe Showalter will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve dug out by South Adams. Here's Worcester on a smash. Played by Maddie Rammel. Back over to South Adams. And Worcester hits it back to Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp to Maddie Rammel. Back over South Adams. Worcester back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Smashed by Fort Camp. Played by Neal of South Adams. Here's Worcester on another smash. And got the kill. Madeline Worcester with kill number 22. And makes it 23-12. And now going back to serve is Lydia Loshi for South Adams. Fort Recovery leads here by 11. Should be in the bag. Stranger things have happened. Good serve there. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Got the kill right down the net and on the floor. Fortkamp with the kill. Number 7 for her now. Here's Hannah Kanapke with the set point. 24-12. Fort Recovery leads by 12. It is a good one. Dug out by South Adams. Here comes Worcester's smash. I think she hit it out of bounds. She did. Point Fort Recovery. 25-12. We win. Fort Recovery wins 25-12 over South Adams in the fourth set here. That ties it up at 2-2. You know what that means. We go to an exciting fifth set here tonight. First time all year we've gone 5 sets. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's
want to
no
remind
wonder,
you, Rockin' with Rocker is coming up right after
doors.
The volleyball match.
400 series
now
windows and doors from
2-2.
Anderson.
They lost the first two sets,
see your
and they've
Anderson
won the last
dealer,
two sets.
Fort Recovery Lumber
Indians
Company
have the momentum.
Fort Recovery,
let's
Ohio.
Keep it going. Rockin' with Rocker coming up right after the
Hello,
fifth set. Party music
Fort
night.
Recovery, Ohio.
And you can text
you
in your request to Rocker, 419-852-6704.
These spreaders
Rockin' with
are
Rocker coming up right after volleyball.
They're designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance Wide Swath Looter Spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, here we go. One more set. This is it. The winner. We only go to 15 on this one. And the winner will win this match. South Adams won the first two sets. 25-20, 25-21. Fort Recovery came back and won the last two sets very convincingly. 25-12, 25-12. South Adams early on played just super. But they have cooled off here in the last couple of sets. Maddie Worcester has 22 kills tonight to lead all teams in that department. But Fort Recovery has several young ladies who've done well in the kills department. Carly Stone with 14. Got 12 kills for Paige Judy tonight. 7 kills for Paige Fortkamp and 7 kills for Cassie Martin. So the hitters have been doing a good job here for the Lady Indians. Took us a little while to get going tonight. Our first set was very sluggish. We were behind almost the entire first set and then tied it up at 19-19 before South Adams pulled away at the end to win that first set. The second set, we led most of the way, but let it get away at the end. And then the last two sets, we've just pretty much dominated both sets. So let's see what's going to happen in this one. Again, we'll be at home on Thursday, Fort Recovery hosting New Bremen at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday night. We'll have the match for you on the radio. Airtime will be around 6:30 with that one. Fort Recovery only lost so far this year to St. Henry last Thursday. Trying to survive here. Here's Kaya Wendell to serve the fifth set. Good one. Maddie Worcester, deep hit. Uh-oh, Fort Recovery's in trouble, and Paige Judy saved it. South Adams on the set, the hit. Saved by Carly Carly Stone. Great job by Carly. Back to Fort Recovery, a smash by Worcester. Back to South Adams, back to Fort Recovery. Here's Cassie Martin getting a kill to start the fifth set. How about that? That's number 10. I don't think I mentioned Cassie a moment ago. Or if I did, I didn't give her a right totals. That's her 10th kill of the evening right there for Cassie Martin. Good serve by Kyle Wendell, but back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Paige Judy and got the kill. Paige Judy with a kill. Two straight service points here for Kaya Wendell. Kaya can get on a real run here. And remember, we're only going to 15, so if we could get out to like a 6-0 lead, that'd be something else. Kaya Wendell, good serve. Dug out by Worcester. Here's the set. Worcester hits it over. Fort Recovery in trouble, but will be able to free ball it over. Anna Kanapke to Worcester. Here's the set for Worcester, a hit. And saved there by Kaya Wendell on the dig to Maddie Rammel to Cassie Martin, and Martin hits it out of bounds. Side out South Adams is 2-1. Back to serve for the Lady Starfires here is Julia Grabaugh, one of the seniors on this South Adams squad. Good serve. I take it back. It was out of bounds on the far sideline. Service error. Out of bounds on the far sideline, so that makes it 3-1. Fort Recovery side out. Maddie Rammel will now serve for the Lady Indians. And it's a service error for Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel hits it into the net. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Great match going on here. Here's Paige Judy on a smash. Got the kill for the point. Paige Judy with her 14th kill of the evening. Now Alexis Bupp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. 4-2 score. Fort Recovery on top here in this fifth and deciding set. Again, we only go to 15. Alexis Bupp. Ace serve for Alexis. That's her second ace serve of the evening. Unofficially, I've got her with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 service points. And South Adams wants timeout as Fort Recovery has taken a 5-2 lead. We'll be back here in a moment right after we pause for this message from the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Good start for Fort Recovery, leading 5-2. Boy, I didn't think we could do this, and it's not over yet, but things are looking a little bit better here now. tied two sets apiece, and we're leading in the fifth set, 5-2. Alexis Bupp on the serve. Good one. To the net. Here's the set. Look out, Worcester. A smash off of Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Stone. A set and got the kill. Trying to block that was Jade Farlow, and she couldn't get it done. And Carly Stone with 15 kills this evening. Alexis Bupp serving again. It's a good serve, and South Adams can't make the return. 7-2 now. Alexis Bupp serving again. Lady Indians lead by 5 points here in this fifth and deciding set. Worcester on a smash. She hits it out of bounds. Another point. South Adams just falling apart. Another timeout for the Starfires. South Adams trailing Fort Recovery 8-2 in this fifth and deciding set. We'll be back in a moment after this from our friends at Nature's Green.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
And a reminder that the Salina location is now closed for the season. But, of course, they are open there on State Route 119 east of Fort Recovery at Nature's Green Nursery. Alexis Bupp serving again. Another good serve. It's dug out by Isabella Bailey. Here's Worcester, just pushes it over with two hands. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. South Adams will set. Look out, Worcester on a hit and got the kill. There she is. Madeline Worcester with kill number 23. 23 kills for the young lady. Wow. We did go. We are in five sets. Good serve there by Jade Farlow. Kaya Wendell will set for Carly Stone, and a block. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Free balling it over. Worcester passing back to Worcester. A smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. South Adams will play it again. They can't get it over. That was a terrific block by the Fort Recovery front line a moment ago. 9-3. Side out Fort Recovery, and back to serve is Chloe Showalter. Lady Indians lead by 6 here in this fifth set. There's Shania Neal digging it out. There's Worcester dinking it over and got the kill. Very nice finesse shot by Madeline Worcester. Kill number 24. And it's 9-4 now. South Adams making a run back here. Here's the serve by Lydia Loshi. Good serve. The set. Carly Stone on the dink, and she gets the kill. She did the same thing that Madeline Worcester did a little bit ago. A little finesse kill. 16 kills for Carly Stone. And it's now 10-4. And back to serve is Hannah Knapke on the side out for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery on the verge of winning this match. I would not have believed it after the first two sets. We were just pretty much dominated in those first two sets. Good serve. Maddie Randall hits it back over and got the kill. Kill for Maddie Rammel, 11-4 now. South Adams, it's now or never for them. They need to stop Fort Recovery right here. Anna Knapke with the serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Neal to Worcester. Now free balling it over was Julia Grabaugh. Here's Carly Stone back to South Adams and got the kill. Little two-hand shove, and Carly gets her 17th kill of the match tonight. And it's 12-4. Another service point for Hannah Knapke. Wow. Here's the serve by Kanapke. It's a good one. South Adams on the set. Look out, Worcester. She dinks it over. Played by Fort Recovery's Rammel. Here's Val Mollenkamp. Back to South Adams. And back over to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone passing. There's Hannah Kanapke on the hit. Got the kill. Hannah Kanapke with a kill. That's her first kill tonight. 13-4. And Kanapke, another service point. Well, unbelievable. Hannah Kanapke serving. Good serve. Here's the set. There is Worcester on a little dink shot. Smashed by Maddie Rammel. Here's a set by South Adams. Worcester on the hit. Can't get the kill. Carly Stone back over to South Adams. Worcester again. This time a smash. Played by Fort Recovery. Kanapke sets for Carly Stone. And Carly can't get it over. A block by Madeline Worcester. And that stops the Fort Recovery run. And it's 13-5 now. No room for error here for South Adams, or they are going to be on the losing side tonight. Good serve by Maddie Worcester. Smashed by Val Mollenkamp and into the net. Point for South Adams. Give Maddie Worcester a service point. This young lady has 24 kills, Madeline Worcester, and three blocks tonight. Good serve again. Smashed by Carly Stone, played by South Adams. Back to Stone, back to South Adams. Here's Worcester on a kill. Cross-court shot. Got her 25th kill of the evening. And timeout, Fort Recovery. South Adams trying to get back in it, trailing 13-7 here in the fifth set. We have timeout on the court. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more
than just
competition.
Go Indians. Looks like we're in the driver's seat. Just a few more points, and we will win the match. Fifth and final set, going only to 15. Indians leading in pretty good shape.
This message presented
right after
by
the volleyball match, it'll be Rockin' with Rocker tonight's
Athletic Administrators Association.
Going to be party music.
Boy, Fort Recovery,
and you can text him with your requests of any sort, 419-852-6704.
Be a fantastic
Go Indians.
Achievement.
I mean, they were down and out after two sets. Trailing two sets to none, losing 25-20, 25-21. And really, South Adams looked invincible at that time, but they have faded here in the last part of this match. Now they're trying to breathe some new life in themselves. Maddie Worcester serves again. Oh, saved by Worcester beautifully. Fort Recovery's Carly Stone back to Worcester. She'll pass to the net. Here's the smash. Played by Kaya Wendell. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Alexis Bupp free balls it over. Maddie Worcester to the net. Here's the smash again. And a block by Carly Stone. And a kill. Blocked by Carly Stone. And that makes it now 14-7. 1 point away from winning this match. This is going to be a Fort Recovery win tonight, folks. What a win. Carly Stone will serve. Match point. Here we go. Lady Indians leading 14-7. Dug out by South Adams. Worcester on the smash. Played by Hannah Kanapke. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. And it's a block by South Adams by Julia Grabball. And South Adams stays alive for another serve. Shania Neal will go back to serve now. It's 14-8. Well, hey, it's not over till it's over. Neal needs to serve six in a row. There's the good serve there. Paige Judy back over to South Adams. Here's the hit by the Starfires. Hannah Kanapke passing to the net. Here comes Paige Judy. Did she get it? Yeah, Paige Judy with the kill, 15-8. Paige Judy with her 15 to kill, and Fort Recovery wins the match. They win this set 15-8, and they win the match tonight 3-2. What a come-from-behind win after trailing 2-0 to come back and win this one. Unbelievable. Both teams played really well at times tonight, but Fort Recovery just had it at the end when they needed it. We'll be back to wrap up the match for you this evening right after we pause for this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, fifth capacity.
Again, we want to remind you, Rockin' with Rocker coming up right after volleyball and easy conclusion. Indians come back after being down two sets to none. They win the last three sets and win the match.
Little Susie
will be rocking with Rocker in just a couple of minutes after Rob Weaver wraps up the volleyball coverage.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab, as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to check on a couple of things. I didn't see Addie Warner in there at the second half of the match tonight, so I don't know whether she had an injury problem or what. They did have to clean up some blood at one point there. From a cut in the match. I don't know if that was from Addie or what the situation was. And Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey had to sit out there towards the end. She got, I think she got blasted in the face by a smash. And she was shaken up pretty badly and had to go out. So I don't know if any of those events had a factor on what happened tonight, especially with Warner. She's a really nice player, a senior player for South Adams. I'll have to check into it when I go downstairs. Well, here's what happened tonight. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup 25-19, 25-14. In the varsity match, it was South Adams dominating Fort Recovery, winning 25-20 and 25-21 to win the first two sets. It looked like there was no way Fort Recovery could come back and win the last three sets, but they got it done, and they won the match 3-2. They won the third set 25-12, won the fourth set 25-12, and won the fifth set and the match 15-8. For Fort Recovery, once again, Carly Stone, one of the leaders with a total of 17 kills. She also had one block and ended up with four service points as well for Carly. So nice night for Carly Stone with 17 kills. These are my unofficial stats. Alexis Bupp had 14 service points, including two aces. Paige Judy, 15 kills for Paige tonight. She is really, for a sophomore, wow, what a year she's having. 15 kills for Paige Judy. Val Mullenkamp came in and filled in a bit, had one kill. Brooke Garkey with four kills and one block. Kaya Wendell had six service points, including an ace. Chloe Showalter came in that fourth set, got four key service points, including an ace. Maddie Rammel had a total of 11 service points and ended up with four kills. She also had three ace serves out of those 11 service points. Cassie Martin had 10 kills tonight. Hannah Kanapke, 15 service points for Hannah and one kill. Paige Fortkamp had seven kills tonight. Nice match for Paige. Kelsey Judy ended up with two service points and a kill. And again, Carly Stone led the way with 17 kills. For South Adams, wow. 25 unofficial kills for Madeline Worcester tonight. Quite a player. And she also had three blocks and eight service points. Again, 25 kills in all. Shaylin Bowman had one kill for South Adams. Shania Neal had three service points. Kylie Bixler had two kills. Jade Farlow with three kills and a service point. Addie Warner had two kills and two service points. And again, I'm perplexed why Addie was not in the at least that seems like she wasn't in there late in the match or the second half. So we'll have to see what happened. Also, Isabella Bailey had three service points. Julia Grabaugh, a total of five service points with one ace and had one block. Lydia Loshi with four service points and had a kill. And Ayla Rossworm ended up with one service point for South Adams. Those are the unofficial totals. South Adams' record drops to 13-5 on the year. Fort Recovery moves on with still only one loss, a record of 8-1, as we will head into the match on Thursday at home with New Bremen. Big Mac conference matchup there. Still possible for Fort Recovery to win the conference, but things are going to have to go right for us now, as the St. Henry kind of took charge there with that win last Thursday. That is going to wrap it up for us this evening from the South Adams Star Dome. Thanks to Jason Arnold, the athletic director here at South Adams, for his assistance in our broadcast location high on the second level here at the South Adams Star Dome. For our fine sponsors, don't forget, we'll join on the radio. We'll join the Cincinnati Reds game with St. Louis. And those of you at FortRecoveryRadio.com, well, we'll be back Thursday night to bring you the matchup between Fort Recovery and New Bremen. Once again, Fort Recovery wins a marathon match tonight, winning 3-2 over the South Adams Lady Starfires.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.